USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani said the FBI surveilled his and former President Donald Trump's iCloud chats during impeachment hearings in 2019. In an interview with WABC Radio, Giuliani, whose home was searched by federal agents last week, said his lawyer, Robert Costello, was told by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Manhattan that the alleged wiretapping took place. Agents searching Giuliani's home last week and confiscating several electronic devices.
We have visual confirmation of the Crew-1 resilience capsule.
From resilience. That is excellent news. We are splashed down.
SpaceX safely returned four astronauts from the International Space Station in the wee hours of Sunday morning. The Dragon capsule parachuting into the Gulf of Mexico just after 3 a.m. And a deck collapsed at a restaurant on the waterfront in Chattanooga, Tennessee, where a birthday party was being held. 11 people injured, two said to be in critical condition. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You could save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The race to replace a Texas congressman who died from COVID-19 will go to a runoff.
A special election in Texas's 6th congressional district will head to a runoff. 23 candidates were vying to replace Representative Ron Wright, who passed away in February after contracting COVID-19. Wright's widow, Susan Wright, was the top vote getter on Saturday. She had received an endorsement from former President Donald Trump in the homestretch of the race. She'll face fellow Republican and member of the Texas House of Representatives, Jake Elzey, in a runoff election, the date of which will be announced soon. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Authorities believe a woman walking her dogs in Colorado was attacked by a bear and killed. Wildlife officials say they observed signs of consumption on the body and an abundance of bear scat and hair at the scene. A team of dogs from the U.S. Department of Agriculture searched the area and found a female black bear and two young bears nearby. The agency said they were euthanized out of an abundance of caution. There have been three confirmed fatal bear attacks in Colorado since 1971. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
All around the world, protesters and police clashed in observance of May Day. More than 350 demonstrators in Berlin were arrested and nearly 100 officers injured when demonstrations turned violent. Some 30,000 took to the streets of Berlin. In Brussels, police fired water cannons and tear gas to break up a party of several hundred people who were gathering in defiance of social distancing rules and lockdowns. Turkish police arrested more than 200 people in Istanbul who were breaching restrictions. More than 100,000 people marched through France. Thousands clashed with police in Paris, where 46 were arrested in the capital. And in the U.S., protests in the Pacific Northwest cities of Portland and Seattle resulted in nearly two dozen arrests. The Census Bureau found that over two-thirds of voters cast their ballots by mail or before Election Day in the 2020 presidential election. 69% of voters nationwide took advantage of the expansion of mail and early voting options in numerous states, a significant jump from 40% in the 2016 election. Epoch Times reports the survey found that the increase in non-traditional voting was driven by mail-in voting, more than doubling to 43%. Several Republican states have enacted or are considering legislative measures in an attempt to protect the integrity of the ballot box in response to the concerns raised during the 2020 election. Officials say nearly two dozen people were on board a vessel that overturned off the coast of San Diego, California this morning. Two people were killed and nearly two dozen people sent to the hospital with injuries. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.